Hi, my name is Jay Waltmanson. I'm a program manager on the Bing Developer Platform. And today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of these new text-to-speech or speech synthesis APIs that are now available with Visual Studio 2013 and Windows 8.1. So what I'm going to do today is I'd like to start off and talk a little bit about what are the use cases in which you might find text-to-speech useful. And then I'm going to show you a little Hello World application that just overviews some of the core concepts around text-to-speech. And finally, I'm going to talk about a few considerations that you should keep in mind when leveraging these new APIs. So to start off, at dev.bing.com, we've got a bunch of references and resources that you can use to help get you started. So why would you use text-to-speech? Well, one is you may want to add custom accessibility to your app. So users who may have trouble reading the screen, your application, you may choose to add some functionality where content is actually read out to the user. There's also on these on-the-go scenarios where the user may not be fully engaged with the screen, and so reading out the content can also be useful. Multitasking scenarios, like if a user's in the kitchen, for example, where their eyes are busy and they're having a difficult time interacting with the screen, or they're maybe doing something else at the same time, you can also choose to read out content from your Windows Store app. You know, there's also some other interesting cases where you can use text-to-speech. One may be for debugging. So even on a release build, you may have a reason where you don't want to compromise what's happening in the UI, and so you can actually read out content or events or information from your code during runtime, and that might be a useful scenario. And finally, combining this text-to-speech functionality with the new Bing speech recognition control that's also available for Windows 8.1, you can create some in-app dialogue experiences where you can actually ask users questions, get their input, and read out confirmations using speech synthesis. And that's another personal assistant-like apps we've seen doing that already on Windows Phone. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to launch Visual Studio here, and I've got Visual Studio Ultimate 2013 here on my desktop. I'm going to go up to File, New, and Project. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to create a basic project, and we're going to call it Bing Text to Speech. And you'll notice text to speech, speech synthesis, they're all synonyms for the same thing, sometimes voice synthesis. Okay, and here you see we've just got this blank project. And so what we're going to do in this, I want to give you a conceptual overview of exactly what are some of those core concepts of using this new API. It's a little bit different if you're familiar from speech synthesis on Windows Phone 8. There's going to be two objects that we're going to leverage for this core use case. So the first is we're going to leverage windows.media.speechSynthesis. And this is going to provide us with our speech synthesizer object. And second, we're going to add windows.media. We're just going to go ahead and declare that namespace because we're going to use this for the media element object. And conceptually, what's happening is the speech synthesizer is going to be synthesizing the text, and then that's going to be generating a stream. And it's the stream that we set as the source on the media element object. And then from there, we can play the actual audio. Okay, so the first thing what I want to do in this Hello World example is I'm going to go ahead and create a button on our main page. So I'm going to go to the toolbox. I'm going to drag a button to the canvas. And you can see we've got a button right there in the middle of the page. And what I'm going to do is, just to make it a little bit more user-friendly, I'm going to actually put this in the middle. I'm going to get rid of our margins for a second. And I'm going to make the width, let's say 300. And I'm going to make the height, make that 250. And then let's just go ahead in the designer. We want to see the whole thing. And let's just make our font a little bit bigger as well. How's that? Okay, Let's make it a little bit wider with 400. Okay. And now we're going to change the content to hello world. Okay. So here we go. Oh, and one final thing. Let's go ahead and add an event handler while we're here. All right. And we're going to name that event handler button hello tapped. And we'll have to add a name as well so we can reference this in the code behind. Okay. Okay, pretty straightforward. So again, the object is we want to click on that button and then we want to speak out the content of that button. So what we've done is I've gone ahead and declared these two namespaces, and here at the top, this is just illustrative, but what we want to do is we want to make, we're going to declare two objects, the speech synthesizer, and we'll just call that synth for now, and we're going to create a media element object, and we'll just call that media. And then from our tapped event handler, we can actually do what we need to do with these two. Now, if you're actually going to be having a more, for an actual application, you're probably going to want to have an initialize speech synthesis method upon initialization. But for the purposes of this demonstration, I'm just going to go ahead and initialize those here on the main page constructor. So I can say synth new speech synthesizer, and then media gets new media element. Now what's happening is when you actually initialize this speech synthesizer, it's going to set the voice of the synthesizer to the default language of the system. So for me, this is English, you can see over here. This is kind of a key concept that you have to keep in mind. The synthesizer should be set to the voice of the content that you're going to be reading out. So this is an important consideration. For example, if you expect your users to be on an English system but reading content in Spanish, you're going to want to make sure that they've already pre-installed these voices. So there is a little bit of a limitation there. You do need to make sure, like upon initialization, that the languages of the content you'll be reading out are actually present on the user system. Okay, not sure why I put this there. All right, here we go. So basically what we've done is we've initialized both our synthesizer and the media. And then in our button tapped handler, what we want to do is we want to go ahead and read out the content of the button. So we'll just real quickly here. We'll get a reference to the button itself. And then here's where a little bit of the speech synthesis magic happens. So the output from the, I'll go ahead and make it explicit here, but the output from the speech synthesizer is going to be a stream. So what we're going to do is we're going to await this call, because this is an asynchronous call, and we're going to say synth dot synthesize text to stream async. And so what this method does is you takes a single argument, it takes a string text, and it generates a speech stream from the string input. And so our string input here is going to be the button content. I'll just be clear here that this is a string. And we're going to pass that over to return that into the stream object on the other side there. And we're also going to, because this is we're awaiting this method, we want to go ahead and put the async modifier on the actual method itself. And then next what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to take that media element and we're going to set its source to the stream. And then we're going to indicate the actual MIME type as well. And then from here, we do media.play. And that's it. And so by doing this, we should be able to compile. And then we'll go ahead and we'll run this. And what you'll hear is,
"Hello world."
Hello world, fantastic.
Hello world.
And that's it. And that's really all it takes to get you started with a little hello world sample for speech synthesis. There are two final considerations I'm going to leave you with. One is, if you're going to go down the route of reading out longer pieces of text, longer than, I'd say, like a sentence, you're going to want to figure out some ways to break up that content ahead of time and be able to handle preloading that into a media element object. And that's so the system can be responsive if a user is jumping between pieces of the audio. The great thing is that because we're actually placing that stream onto a media element object, user will have control over what they're listening to using volume up and down. You can actually even then start playing that content in the background if that's also part of your application scenario. Thanks for watching today. Hopefully you got a good introductory sense of the new Texas Speech APIs. Check out dev.bing.com for more information and samples to get you going.